Hey, hello there, and welcome to another Alpha Rubicon Campfire Chat. I'm your host for this webcast, JohnBot007, and we hope you're enjoying the site and finding plenty of helpful information. Of course, putting it to good use, hopefully. These days, we certainly seem to have an abundance of contingencies to prepare for. No shortage of those. And we have a lot of really great folks here trying to provide as much real-world experience and insight as possible. Of course, in order to help you be effective when it comes to protecting you, your family, team members, dog, cat, all the good stuff. And it's all about personal responsibility, as it says on the webpage. And nobody can do it for you. You have to choose to prepare. And probably just as importantly, we have to learn to come to terms with what we're ready for and areas we need to work on. Lord knows nobody's good at everything. But we all have the ability to learn and progress, and that's ultimately why we find ourselves here. So to that end, I thought we might discuss something that all of us have to deal with at times, and that's simply staying motivated. First we have to look at ourselves honestly. It's easy to get caught up feeling left behind. Everybody has it happen to them. It's just part of the game. Whether it's, oh, this guy has his stuff together, I'll never get there. Well, these guys have a top-notch team and gear, I wish we could be there. Or, man, my wife is never, never going to let me have a retreat like Jim or Joe over there. Jim and Joe have probably been working on that retreat and the lifestyle for a lot longer than maybe you've been into survival. They also may have a whole new set of problems to worry about that you haven't gotten to yet. So, well, it may seem really intimidating to you. In some ways, you might actually have it easier just starting out. You've got a lot of mistakes that you haven't made yet, and hopefully Jim and Joe are members of the Rubicon, and they're going to help you avoid some of the mistakes they made getting their team and their retreat together. So, no matter where you are, the important thing is that you're here and you're working on it, and you're aware of what's going on. And you're doing something about it. Nobody has to be Rambo around here. You're not really going to find any of those, I guarantee you. These are real people, just like you and me. And we're just here to share. And part of that, just starting out, maybe you just have a bud or a few friends, maybe a wife, maybe just your immediate family. And that's where you're starting. You might not have much, if any, equipment. Maybe just some camping equipment. But like I said, you've got fewer people to worry about. You're not going to have all the interpersonal relationship problems. Of course, I think as you get further along, I can't really speak from experience here, but I think, once you reach a certain point where everybody's been into it for 10 or 20 years, it's probably a little bit harder to find new and exciting things for everybody to work on. Whereas starting out, everything's new, it's exciting. I've always been interested in this, but I've probably got about 2 years of seriously being into survival, going back to a little more than that, a little pre-Y2K, I guess, was where I started looking at it maybe 6 months before, and last few months before, I kind of got the fire lit under me, and luckily it stayed lit in my case. And it's taken a long time to get to where, I finally have a small team. We're just growing. And it's hard to keep motivated. There's been a lot of times, along the way where I really have had to ask myself, well, what am I going to do? especially if you don't find yourself surrounded by very like-minded people, it can be pretty difficult to keep yourself motivated. One way, of course, is to fix that problem right away. Find yourself some similar people with similar interests, like-minded folks, and get out there and have fun. You don't have to necessarily have the world's super, survival team to just get out there and practice skills. If that's joining a hunting club that you happen to know there's a few like-minded people in, or what have you, you've got to start meeting people at some point. I've been lucky enough to have hooked up with the Rubicon about a year and a half ago, I guess, and I've met a lot of really good folks there. And finally, I have finally got the beginnings of a small but good team together. And it's taken some time, but once you finally find that small group of people to build with, it becomes a lot easier because you can keep each other motivated and really just find fun stuff to do. And of course, when you have areas, everybody's got their one or two areas, things they're good at, things they have an affinity for. In my case, you know, I've always liked guns and shooting, and that's great, but it doesn't feed you. Luckily for me, one of the people that I've teamed up with, had grew up in rural America, you know, farming, ranching, you know, that kind of stuff, growing chickens, you know, the basics, was stuff he grew up around and stuff he had an interest in and was particularly good at. So you kind of split things up, the more people you get. And that makes it a lot easier, too. You know, everybody can't be all things to all people. But if you get a, you know, growing group of quality people and you can all get along and have some fun together, you know, it's easier for one person to tackle a particular area that you need covered. And of course, there's tons of articles here talking about all of this and information in these different areas. So I'll refer you to the site on that. But really, one thing that I think a lot of people, when they start getting maybe a little depressed or feeling down about where they're going, they don't have a team yet, they don't have the team that they think they should have, is, you know, deal with what you have on a day-to-day basis. Nobody's got a perfect survival team, I'm here to tell you. It doesn't exist. You know, if you're lucky, you have a good group of friends, and if you're even luckier, you have a motivated good group of friends, and you can all work on stuff together and help keep each other in check and help keep each other learning and growing. Of course, you've got resources. For me, the Rubicon is one of my largest resources, if not the largest. There's a lot of people there that I know I can trust to get good information from and to share information when I find something that works, or and probably as many cases, stuff that doesn't work. You know, everybody, we learn from our failures probably not only as much, but more so than we learn from our successes. Of course, there tend to be more of them, so that helps out, I guess. But that's the main thing I just wanted to get across. Not having a very formal chat this evening, I guess. But, you know, it's important to realize that this stereotypical, you know, Green Beret commando survival guy that a lot of us feel at times that we're not measuring up to, well, he doesn't exist. What you have is a lot of regular people that are just trying to survive. You don't need to be a commando. You just need to be somebody that's, you know, moving forward. Once you get that forward momentum, that is going to carry you through those times when maybe you're not really quite feeling great about how things are going. And having a team is going to help that a lot, because the odds are that you're not all going to be hitting that slump at the same time. So you can kind of help each other get through those times where we're feeling a little down about something, or maybe having personal problems, whether that's being unemployed, having a relationship break up, my car won't start, you know, my dog's sick, it doesn't matter. That's really what you're building with a survival team. You're just growing, you know, you're extending your family and getting together a good group of like-minded friends. And ultimately, of course, people that are going to back you up and help you protect your family. So it makes sense to. Basically, if you can't consider somebody a member of your family, you probably don't want them on the team. That is pretty much what I've come to believe. And that in itself, when you've accomplished that much, I think that really does help you keep motivated. I know, and it's been amazing to me in the last several months, how much easier it is when you just have even just a few people, you know, when you can work together. Maybe one guy's, you know, down for a week doing something, and, you know, he comes back and, wow, you guys have got all this stuff done. And it just really works out really well. So don't underestimate that. I think starting out, one of the easiest ways to become unmotivated and maybe a little down about things is the fact that you're doing it all yourself. Or if you're lucky, maybe one or two people with you. It does get easier. So I guess if there's any message I'm trying to share this evening, that would probably be it. That's pretty much all I had to say on the subject. I hope it was entertaining in some way, shape, or form, and hopefully valuable. incidentally, if you have any suggestions for topics or chats that you'd like to see, my email address is up there. Feel free to drop me a line. And I want to find out what people are interested in. I'd be more than happy to put together another chat on a specific subject, if it's an area that I can actually cover with some confidence. So let me know. Good luck on your team, and we'll see you on the other side.